Listen up, maggots. We got targets inbound, so lock and load your senses and stand by for imminent contact.
If you love beer, you're in the Beer Army. So grab a frosty brew and get ready. It's time to liberate your senses. It's Beer Army Engaged on Beer Army Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's Mick Dagger here.
And the General.
And wow, we have a lot shaking in the world of Beer Army. We are just going through all of our notes and the things we really want to hit on this episode. And I encourage you to listen to it all because it's been a wild time with Beer Army. And we are really excited. It's going to be an action-packed summer.
Yeah, it's crazy because I know that when you and I sit down, we start gaming this thing out. It's like we got like a 40-minute. Like we really try to stay to that ceiling, you know, like military speak. We got a ceiling. We can't protrude through it. You know, it's like, but we I don't know. Somehow we always figure it out. But how was your weekend?
Weekend was good. Yeah. I went to an awesome beer tasting. I got invited to spur of the moment. Donnie Looper hit me up.
Yeah.
With a text message.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, hey, man, I'm doing a beer tasting tonight. It's going to be mostly stouts. I'd like you to be there.
He hit me up last minute, too, and I couldn't do it, though, unfortunately, and I was so pissed. And I know that Matt and Christy Smith, they're super soldiers, and they went over there, and we hung out with them on Saturday for this Civil War reenactment. Christy, and she's like, oh, yeah, it was great. You know, there's some really. She started telling me some of the rare stuff, and I was like, just shut up. I don't want to hear
God, it was so good. Forgotten Island was one of many.
I heard there was a lot of Cigar City beers being represented.
Delicious. Speedway, we had Speedway's, their stout brewed with the Jamaica Blue Mountain coffee.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
And then, of course, Beer Army soldier Jim Grunenbaum invited me over for Beer Army super soldier Lisa Walling's graduation
party.
Yeah,
congrats.
So it was really cool to see her. It kind of feeds right back into our mantra about education. And here's a super soldier, you know, herself busting out her degree and stuff like that. And hope she continues on and you know, continues pursuing higher levels of education or whatever. But good honor, man. People don't realize that that's hard to do. You know, it's not easy when you're working a gig and you're trying to go to school on the side. It's
and you have kids. You
know. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just my hat's off to her. I don't think it gets enough. You know, she should really be able to take a victory lap. She really should. And that, you know, it's better society as a whole. And you okay over there? You got technical difficulties over there?
That's my boy. That's our studio dog. I have Lenny.
That's so great to see Lenny.
He just
man.
Collapsed right on the floor here.
Is that what he did?
Yeah.
Oh, Lenny, you crazy nut. But unfortunately, we did get a little bit of bad news this morning where we're gearing up. Nancy Bird, she's one of our beer slinger extraordinaires. Mm-hmm. She lost her fight this morning with cancer. Mm-hmm. And so our hearts go out to, and prayers and thoughts go out to Nancy, Mike, her husband, extended family, all that. You know, I think what we need to do, as I was thinking about our scholarship program, we'll talk about that later on the show, but I think we might need to put a memorial scholarship in her name. We did talk about, get to see her about 2 weeks ago, and she said she wanted us to maybe do something cool down at the new location downtown. And so I think we're going to do some kind of like a character type drawing. She was big into sailing and stuff like that. So maybe we can do something like that. And I think it'd be cool maybe if we put a scholarship in her name. So I think what we'll do is we'll reach out to Mike and the family and see, you know, what they think and how they feel about that. And it's unfortunate, but it is what it is, you know. She was a big fan of Beer Army.
I miss that smile.
She said she, you know, met a lot of great people from her time working there, and you know, she felt like she was part of a bigger family, and that's what Beer Army is. So, a little bit sad, but you know,
I just remember going into the outpost, and she had that infectious smile, if not grin, all the time.
Yeah, no, I believe in the. In a higher power, and I believe she's looking down upon us, and you know, she's flying like an eagle right now, you know, and you know, hopefully she's, you know, she's no longer in pain, because I know it was a bad situation. As all our shows, we always have a beer, and we are drinking this beer in memory of Nancy Bird.
Good one at that.
And it's from, we've been on this whole Vagabond World Tour, and I realized that we were having beers that a lot of people probably weren't able to get their hands on. I'm thinking, oh, shit, we probably need to bring it back home. So from Full Steam Brewery out of Durham, North Carolina, we have their Rocket Science American IPA clocking in at 6.8% ABV. And the funny thing is that I had a bottle of their beer. I had their Working Man's Lunch Chocolate Ale. and I meant to do a show on it, but unfortunately, it didn't survive in my refrigerator too long.
You wanted it all to yourself,
right? So I was like, "Shit, we need to get a different beer or whatever, and feature Full Steam." But I actually got a little bit of a video here if you want to hear what they're about, because it's really cool. Sean Wilson, we'll get into him and about who he is, but this is part of their American Progress series, which is their year-round offerings. The cool thing that I like about Full Steam is that they're all about sourcing local and doing interpretations on, styles of beer that they would say are distinctly Southern interpretations.
Yeah, it says on the label, beer from the beautiful South.
Yeah. So here's that video real quick. Give a listen.
The reason I got into farming was because I love food, and I love to grow good food for people, and people love it. It's just a perfect fit for us.
When you close your eyes and think, how is beer made? What do you picture? And I picture steel vats. That's beer's big challenge. How do you get people mindful that beer is agriculture, that beer is seasonal? So what we do is we fold in the local ingredients that people are familiar with and bridge that gap.
What they're drinking was first plucked from the ground or from a tree, that this grew, and there are people behind that. There's a whole story that goes with it.
The beer brings the people together, but in the end, people are here for the other people.
Beer's not intended to be the center stage. The center stage is you and a friend having a couple in your backyard. That's good enough for me. I love that about what we do.
That's just awesome.
Amen, brother. That's Sean Wilson that was talking at the end there, that it's not about being the center stage, it's about the people. And that's what we say about Beer Army all the time.
It's the community.
It's not the building. It's not, Beer Army is the people. It's who makes up, like you're out at Donnie's. That's Beer Army. I was out at Jim's, celebrating with Lisa, her graduation party. That's Beer Army. I mean, that's what it's about,
And the awesome thing is, and it captures it totally there. It is. I mean, it is the process and the beauty and the art and the craft behind it that brings to the table something that you can share with somebody. And the beer isn't the forefront. It's the community that's all about it. Donnie spent 5 hours there. And it seemed like I was only there a couple. Time just totally escaped.
Well, the
great
beer,
conversation, great cheese.
Exactly. Cheese. The beer's the enabler, It's the enabler. It's what brings the people together, And it breaks down social barriers to allow other senses of enlightenment, whatever that may be, conversation, just making friends, playing games, whatever it is. It's very awesome. So I think they really nailed it on the head. And I'll talk about Sean Wilson in a minute, but let's talk about this beer real quick. So this bad boy is looking like a little bit of a hazy. It's got a little bit of an orange tint, but I'd say it's more of a dark golden, hazy type beer. It's got a white head with some retention, some lacing on the glass. Definitely pick up on the nose some of the spicy hops, the citrus, earth, and some malt, but I'm really picking up a lot of that citrus. The flavor is similar to the nose, but you can taste the mild to moderate sweet caramel malt that goes up, but it kind of rails against that hop bitterness. I don't mean that in a negative way. It seems like it kind of goes and then boom, you get this hop, on the back end or whatever.
And it's surprising because it only is registering at 67 IBUs, but it has a real presence.
But that taste is of that citrus is very grapefruit and orange-like, and even some lemon herbal grassiness to it. It's definitely, it tastes juicy, I guess, is the best way. If I was eating juicy fruit or something like that, that's how it kind of reminds me of. But
it does tinge those salivary glands.
Yeah, yeah. The low to medium body and carbonation with mouthfeel that is, I would say, low. And the finish is crisp, though, even though it's juicy on the palate. The finish is kind of crisp, if that makes sense. And I think this is actually a pretty well-balanced beer, but I'm sure many will say that it's not hoppy enough. And it goes back to that, Lupulin shift and everything else. Right. We're so used to DIPAs and, TRIPA, or I guess we don't know. I was going to say TIPA. I don't even know if that's a term, but, triple IPAs and these double IPAs and just, hops, 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 that we forget what a regular, garden variety, run-of-the-mill, American classic, like an American IPA,
Well, you're
I'm not a Cicerone.
This is a rare combination of hops I've never really heard put together, unless I'm just being ignorant, but Magnum, Centennial, and Amarillo.
No, I mean, I've had all those hops in other IPAs and stuff like that. I don't know if I've had that specific combination or whatever, but again, it goes back to their roots, I think, for Sean Wilson, you know, about being distinctly Southern. I'm sure if we had a chance to talk to him, he could probably explain why he's picked those hop strains or whatever. But, you know, this is a very easy drink, and I would love to, speaking of the cheese, I would love to do this with cheese, because would go really, really well. And I would tell people, if you try this beer, before you say, well, it's not hoppy enough, remember the style, you know. Remember the confines of what you're comparing this to. Because if you're comparing it to, like, oh, that beer, chances are it was probably a double IPA or an imperial, like, be fair now, you know what I mean? So, but real quick, I know we're running out of time for this first segment, but I love, Sean Wilson's a great guy. He's a very humble dude. And Full Steam was founded by him in 2010. He's a CEO, but he calls himself the Chief Executive Optimist.
Oh, nice. So, nice.
But, Sean, he's actually, to me, he's kind of a hero in the beer circle, especially for North Carolina. He led the Pop the Cap initiative, which is the slippery slope that got him into craft beer in the early 2000s. A friend from grad school invited him to a party where they had all these great rare beers sitting out, that he never heard of because they're normally illegal to brew or sell in North Carolina. And he just thought that was friggin' crazy, you know? And so he decided to do something about it. Again, we talk about that, you know, if you see something wrong and you can do something about it, you have an obligation to do something about it. And that's what he did. So hence he started lobbying and he kicked off the Pop the Cap initiative. And loosely, Pop the Cap started in 2003 to lift North Carolina's 6% ABV restriction. And on 13 August of 2005, Governor Mike Easley signed House Bill 392 into law, lifting the ABV limit to 15%. So, you know, good on Sean, because without him, of course, now if you talk to Sean, he would humbly say that it was a group, which it was, but he was the main dude. You know, I mean, he needs to definitely take a victory lap and take a bow, because I would say he was the main guy that was really rallying against that thing, excuse me, to make it happen. Their brew house, they have a 15 hectoliter brew house, which I know it's that crazy European crap, but it loosely translates into about a 13 beer barrel house, and they do approximately 3,000 beer barrels per year. They have a brewery and a tavern, and the thing I love about their tavern is not only is it family friendly, but it's dog friendly.
Oh, that's awesome.
So Lenny, you can come, dude, you know? It's
like, Lenny, hey, bud, Lenny, hey, buddy, you want to get some beer? You want to go to Durham? Yeah? All right, we'll do it.
But one of the things I like about Full Steam is their website, and they talk about this, why we exist. And they say, Full Steam crafts Southern-inspired plow-to-plant beer that connects people to our land and to one another. We seek to pioneer a Southern beer economy in a post-tobacco North Carolina. And I think that's really well
that's
said.
That's awesome. Nice transition.
Yeah, and then their mission is, you know, to pioneer the art of distinctly Southern beer. We brew traditional experimental beers with a Southern sensibility using local seasonal ingredients to guide our quest. And I think that video really touched on it, where the lady who was speaking, you know, she's a farmer and she's talking about why she likes the farm. And I love that they have a link on their website telling you where they source a lot of their local ingredients. And when I say local ingredients, we're not just talking about malt and barley and hops and stuff like that. We're talking about stuff like yellow corn grits, sassafras, honey, sweet potatoes, fir tips, and many more, you know, and they say where they're getting them from and stuff. So,
wow. Thank grits. You. There's grits in this beer.
Well, not in this beer, but no, in other beers. Yeah.
Well, I really like it, and I love the labeling and the branding of this beer, Rocket Science American IPA.
They have the backwards F. Oh, that's the one other thing, too. You can check them out at fullsteam.ag. I can't tell you how much it drive me nuts when I was back in the military working. AG's blocked because it's the county extension or country extension for Antigua and what we say, Barbuda?
Barbuda, yeah.
And, of course, the firewalls in military would... Anything that's, you know, foreign country, man, they block that shit out. Of course, it's really popular with the Germans because AG is an abbreviation with Germany, stuff like that. But yeah, it's like, that's my only thing I'm going to bitch to him when I see him next. Like, you realize what a pain in the ass it is.
They're pushing the ag part of it because it's local sustainment farming.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Stuff,
that's a good point. I didn't even think about that. Yeah. Very good.
But definitely check them out and link to the website right there, beerarmy.org. As well, peruse the back catalog of podcasts and stick around because we have an awesome Heroes Never Die segment.
We do.
We've got a lot of stuff to share with you that's happenings in Beer Army in the coming weeks. So make sure you keep it locked here on Beer Army Engaged.
Go AWOL with Beer Army Radio. We're online and mobile at beerarmy.org.
Hey, Dustin, where do I get a Family Guy t-shirt?
Is that Cleveland or is that Mick?
Oh, it's Mick. I just sound like Cleveland.
Go over to TVMovieDepot.com and get clothing from all your favorite TV shows and movies.
Don't forget, it's the promo code BEERARMY. That'll get you 20% off.
That's TVMovieDepot.com.
On the battlefield of beer,
An informed soldier is a good soldier. Learn more about the Beer Army Foundation. Go to beerarmy.org. Get informed about beer, upcoming events, festivals, and community outreach that the Beer Army provides and supports. The revolution starts with you at beerarmy.org.
Beer Army engaged.
Oh, don't forget beerarmy.org. That is your resource, not only to check the back catalog of podcasts, but as well see what events are going on in the world of Beer Army and your avenue to be a super soldier.
That's right, patreon.com/beerarmy. That's patreon.com/beerarmy. We get a little you give little tidbits incentives like for being a super soldier. And one of those things is like we do a blooper reel and you just put out another blooper reel or whatever we posted. If you're having problems,
you're not upset with me, are you?
Yeah, well, I am a little bit. But no, we went to Patreon. We've let them know they got to fix it. The embedded player is not working, but you can download the file. There's a little music note file on the bottom right below the embedded player. You can download it, play it off locally on your computer. But yeah, it's amazing what you forget, what the hell you're saying when you forget the mics are hot. And
it just on.
I know, but you forget though.
Okay.
Like you get so comfortable in your own skin, and then you have all this time to go back through and like, ooh, cherry pick that little nugget, you know. And it's like, and then I'm like, I cringed as it because I'm like, oh shit, man.
Which ones did you cringe at?
Well, just you know when I'm dropping F bombs, I'm just going off or whatever.
You're a sailor. you may have been a Marine, but you're a sailor at heart.
Well, no, it's just like. Sometimes you get frustrated in the damn studio because stuff ain't working. You know what I'm talking about. You
know I know exactly what you're talking about.
And you're just like, God damn it. You know? And it was like, ooh.
I love how it starts off. I love how it starts off. You laid into me. I had to play that one because you laid into me. I called you out on something. You laid into me, and it was just anyway. If you are not a super soldier,
yeah,
you need
definitely
to become one.
Check it out.
These are a regular thing, and I apologize for the delay on the release of the second blooper reel. But
and then the in your face segment that we had last week for those that were signing on. Mm-hmm. That's another tidbit that we give to our super soldiers. You get a chance to interact and see our ugly mugs and ask questions, and you know, kind of gives you some one-on-one time, I guess.
What's really cool about that is with those Google Hangouts is you can interact with us directly.
Yeah
we're the ones you see on the video, but we'll take your questions,
right.
Anything you have that you want us to engage you with, man, feel free.
Somebody said that they're like, yeah, I think you're wrong, man. I couldn't put any questions or whatever. And I said, what do you mean? I said, it's right on the left-hand side. And I thought maybe I said right-hand side, but you know, it's on the left-hand side as you're looking at your screen. He's like, well, on YouTube, I said, well, dude, that means it's been recorded. You can't ask any questions.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
like it has to be during while it's live that you're asking questions.
You get access to the live with being on Patreon.
Right,
you can see the rebroadcast, but you can't engage
on
a YouTube video.
But again, remember, if you pledge your support, it's tax deductible because we are a 501c3 nonprofit. So your pledge is basically going to fund scholarships that we're going to talk about in the next segment. And thank you for your support because without you, this all wouldn't be possible.
What's
Nick
really,
and I are living the dream.
I've got some awesome stuff to share in regard to those scholarships. So
sweet.
That's it's a cool deal. So hit up beerarmy.org. And right now, man, it is the highlight. It's what I truly enjoy about every week when Dustin and I get together and we do this. It's highlighting an awesome deed somebody has done in the world. Because when everything falls apart or you find yourself in a circumstance that is unavoidable, where you never thought you'd be in. You never know who's going to step in the gap.
Victory!
This week, we went all the way out to Idaho. Because you never know. You would think, hang 10, dude. But not in the sense that you're thinking about in landlocked Idaho. You know what I mean? So there's no surfs up. But I know that doesn't make any sense. But here, check this out. Give it a listen.
This evening, the mystery Good Samaritan now revealed. This image going viral. A man pulling a driver out of that car in Idaho, teetering on the edge of a cliff. That hero saving the driver and then disappearing. Here's ABC's Mar Scavacampo.
Tonight, Idaho police are thanking a Good Samaritan for a remarkable act of bravery caught on camera. 29-year-old Jason Warnock pulling a complete stranger to safety, a 30-foot drop below.
Well, I knew the goal was to get him out of there before, you know, the possibility of the rig falling became a reality.
Police say 23-year-old Matthew Sitko was driving above Bryden Canyon Road in Lewiston, Idaho, when he veered off.
It's just hanging by the fence.
When Warnock saw the SUV, he climbed the cliff to the vehicle, running 200 yards uphill before convincing the shaken driver to roll down the window.
Pulled him out and, gave him a hug. and we talked about God and if I was just the right spot at the right time to give a hand.
The driver was treated for minor injuries but was not seriously hurt. And after that rescue, Warnock left the scene immediately, David, so that he wouldn't be late for work. Great guy all around.
Hero all around.
Wow.
Because he didn't have time to hang around and get the high fives.
Got to get to work.
Got to get to work, dude. But if you look at the picture, man, it's pretty crazy because the whole front tire, driver's side, is hanging off.
Well, like you see in the movies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The whole teetering thing.
And then this whole chain link fence where you veered off is kind of like holding the car in. And so, yeah, so it's Jason Warnock, and hats off to him, you know, who saved a 23-year-old driver, Matthew Sitko. The thing that was crazy, though, and this was in Lewiston, Idaho. The crazy thing, though, is that Warnock said that he then climbed up to get to the vehicle and tried to break the window with his multi-tool, the passenger side, you know. And he said, after I struck with my multi-tool, the car rocked substantially each time. That's when I knew, like, that's not a good idea.
Oh my God.
So, and where he's hitting it, he's maybe himself, maybe 10 feet from the edge. And it's a drop, dude. I mean, a rock face cliff, like boom, you know? And, he said, you know, he said his heart was, you know, was going abnormal, you know, just bracing and, you know, cause this is such an unnatural situation. He said that he got Warnock, to get Sitko to roll down his window. So, imagine if you will, he's in the driver's seat. He has to reach over to the passenger seat, roll down the window. You know, and so if you're hitting with the multi-tool and it's rocking, you can imagine this dude is like frozen, like doesn't even want to move, man. And he said that after he got him to roll down his window, he said Sitko wanted to save his iPod first. And after he threw out his iPod, then he was able to, he said he threw me his iPod. He said, then he gave me his hand. And I gave him a big tug and he goes, you know, and that's when he was talking about like, hey, we just kind of gave a hug. They sat on the side. There's some, you know, pictures of
Do we know whether or not the car?
No, the car didn't fall, you know, but, you know, it held in place until a wrecker came and got it or whatever.
Wow.
But the video or the picture is very, just very like wow, like how it's just hanging because it's a very, you know, it's steep to begin with, and then when it hits the cliff, it just drops, you know. And the crazy thing is the picture where he has him, he's kind of got him like this, and the guy is just kind of like just has this facial expression like, hey, you know, I'm being saved, and I'm not making fun of you, Matthew. It's just I'm sure the last thing you care about when you're getting saved is how you look. You probably shit your pants, whatever. Right, I don't really care.
I think vanity is the last thing that comes into play.
But, you know, good on Jason again. Warnock, you're our hero, you know, of the week. You know, our Heroes Never Die tribute. Shout out to you because, hey, on your way to work, you saw a situation. You didn't want to let somebody become a victim, man. You did something about it. And our hat's off to you because, I don't know, dude. Because chain link fences underneath severe amount of tension, and when they snap, you know, I mean, just think about all that stuff. You know, I'm like you can get really hurt. What about if you're reaching, you get pulled, you know, somehow over? I mean, it's just nuts. I mean, you look at it; it's a very dramatic, you know. I mean, it's a video, but they show some photos of it. It's just like, holy cow, man! Talk about hanging off the edge.
I like how he's like, I'm gonna get help, man. I gotta go.
Well, they did
my paycheck.
Well, that's just it. The police were looking for him, so and then he finally stepped forward, and said, "Yeah, it was me. I'm the dude."
Really? Do I have to come forward?
Yeah, no. He just saying that, you know. But well, he hung. He didn't like just leave. He waited till the cops got there. And then when they did, he told them that, hey, man, he had to go back to work. And he left before they could figure out who he was. So they didn't get a chance to get his name down or anything like that. And you know, he says this is the reason why I always love this segment.
There's the police that were seeking out, wanting to recognize him for his effort.
Well, that in ABC News and stuff like that. So everybody was trying to get his identity. But, you know, he says this is Jason Warnock's own words. He goes, I didn't feel like I deserved any credit or anything. I just did what anyone would do. So I went right back to work and got out of there.
That's a true hero.
Exactly, man. That's why I love this freaking segment. That's why, you know, when I think about why we started Beer Army and I think about Todd and all the other guys, you know, that ain't ever coming back. Got people doing stuff like this, guys and gals doing stuff like that, or even animals, because we featured animals, you know, they're heroic and everything else. Lenny, look at his ears perked up.
Boy.
He's like,
He's sleeping. He's an old man.
It's that honors them, you know, because we're looking after our fellow man. You know, am I my brother's keeper? You know what I'm saying? I mean,
no, you're right.
It's awesome.
Which reminds me, I did want to give a shout out, not to take away from the Heroes Never Die segment today, but I did want to give a shout out to Dan Spangler, a local guy.
Oh, you know Dan? Yes.
In 30 days, he's traveled 6,000 miles, raising awareness for veterans and
their animals,
and service animals. Yeah.
No, it's
absolutely awesome.
We, you know, at the Outpost, we have a thing where people can donate and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. It's a like
I want Operation Keep Your Spankies.
Yeah, what no, he's doing. That's, but it's a his dog's name. I want to say it's a pinata like dog with money, and you can like you know insert money or whatever. But he's been Facebooking and posting as he did. Basically,
that's
he went
amazing.
He went from Lejeune to Pendleton, and then he's going from Pendleton back to Lejeune. You mm-hmm. know, and he left with $50 in his pocket and. Him and the dog.
It's been amazing to see this journey and just to know the heart behind that and why he's doing it. Because his dog did save his life.
Yeah, no.
And he met a random stranger and another veteran that wanted to join him in his journey when he decided to make this happen. And these two, man, 30 days, 6,000 miles, amazing.
Yeah, no, it's all, no, I'm glad you brought that up because I forgot all about that. And Dan's been, I consider him a friend and stuff like that. We have supported him in the past. He was our first charity night. Matter of fact, if I remember correctly, his nonprofit.
Yeah.
He was out there in a dog suit waving down cars, like get a beer and everything else. So if memory serves me correctly, and I believe it does, he was our first charity night and for his nonprofit. And he has, for those that don't know, he has a doggy daycare boarding type camp type scenario. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say kennel because kennel makes you think of like dog prison.
No, it's a very upscale.
Yeah, they are. It's not a traditional like kennel or whatever. But mm-hmm. if you're in New Bern area, Dog's Dream is the name of it. I would definitely highly recommend that if you have a dog and you're looking to you know to board it, definitely check them out because they do great things and they care a lot. So. Thanks for throwing that.
Well, I know they're wrapping up their trip, and you brought up featuring animals, and it was like, oh wow,
yeah.
Got to mention Dan.
I'll have to put that on the show notes before I forget. So,
and as well, man, make sure you do get more information in regard to today's Heroes Never Die segment because amazing story, and it's just the selflessness. That's what's awesome about this segment.
Like you said, he doesn't feel like he deserves any credit, but that's the reason why you do, dude.
Exactly.
So, Jason Warnock, good on you, and hey, Matthew Sitko, I'm glad to know your iPod's okay, dude.
Dude, I didn't want to lose my playlist, man.
Stick around. We got our Yikem to Sue segment coming up because there's just some stuff you just can't make up.
That's right. Are you a superhero that's afraid to come out of the closet?
Don't worry. SuperheroDen.com has you covered.
Just put in promo code BEERARMY to get 20% off your order today.
That way you can be a superhero. So get yourself a t-shirt. That's promo code BEERARMY.
So do it now. That's SuperheroDen.com.
Every soldier needs quality gear. Get yours at BEERARMY.org. Hats, t-shirts, and more. Show Murphy he can't keep you down and announce to the world that you're in the Beer Army. Go to BEERARMY.org. Do it. By the way, Murphy's a bitch.
It's Beer Army Engaged on Beer Army Radio.
Hey, Dustin.
Yeah.
We've got an awesome event coming up on the 13th of June.
What is it?
Feeling froggy. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm feeling it, man. I'm going to jump to it. Hoppy,
awesome.
Hoppy, hop.
The second collaboration with another awesome North Carolina brewery.
Yeah, definitely. The double smoked pilsner that we're calling Feeling Froggy. And, of course, the event for it is going to be called Feeling Froggy Day. And you know what? That just reminds me. I've been forgetting to post the puzzle pieces on the event for the new label for it. Ah,
it's not like that's
your
only responsibility. There's so many moving parts right now.
Let me note to self, put down puzzle pieces. Son of a bitch, man. It's like, how hard is it?
I haven't even
that?
Seen this logo yet. I really can't wait to see this label.
No, it's pretty cool. It has camo. I'll say that much.
Awesome. You
know? But no, and of course, we got Brew Burn. Tickets went on sale last Saturday for that. And definitely get your tickets for that. That's the 6th annual Brew Burn Beer Fest that's happening at the New Bern Riverfront Convention Center, 27 June.
Hell yeah.
And then, of course, we have our raffle tickets where you can buy a raffle ticket for a chance to win an all-expense-paid trip to the Great American Beer Festival with a runner-up to Savor.
Yep.
And you can buy those tickets online or you can go to the website and you know look to see where you can physically buy tickets or whatever. But the big thing is, why do we do all that stuff? Well, we do all that stuff because it helps raise money for not just our foundation, but the fund these scholarships, which we just released or we just started soliciting for. And the deadline is 15 June. And we've already started getting applicants. So
yeah, I bumped into somebody over the weekend that...
And so we have scholarships in the amounts of $2,500, $1,000, and $500. And it has to be the most liberal application process. We actually sat down with our local community college and we were talking about it. And they were like, wow, that's a pretty easy process. It isn't very complicated, you know? And so if you want to know what you got to do, just go to beerarmy.org/scholarships to find out how you could qualify or whatever. So
what's awesome is 30 scholarships over the next 3 years, right?
50. 50 over the next 3 years.
Yeah, 50 over the next 3 years. Well, even better.
Yeah, and so this year we're looking to do 15, which means the next year we have to pick it up a little bit in order to, you know, and then, of course, finish off in that third year to make that 50 goal. But no, very, very excited as the foundation continues to grow. You're obviously a big part of that, Mick.
I love being a part of it because it's doing great things, man. It's that community we always talk about.
I feel confident we'll hit our goal of 50 scholarships in 3 years, no problem. The question is, can we get to 50 in a year? I think we can.
That's a great goal.
I think so.
But I'll tell you what, the collaborations with these other breweries are all part of that as well.
Exactly.
You know, we had the collaboration with Double Barley back in March.
Yep.
Give them help. This with a double smoked pilsner from Frog Level out of Waynesville, North Carolina. Yes. If you can set aside that date, and I know it's a bit of a hike, if you're in the area.
Yeah, if you're from the beach side of the state, yeah, it's definitely a hike, but I can't think of a better place to be. It's June, it's getting hot, it's getting muggy, than be up in the mountains where it's nice and cool.
Exactly. So,
it's beautiful out there.
And what's cool is the money raised from this, the beer.
Yeah,
it's going right into the foundation and scholarships.
So. And we're humbly appreciative of Clark Williams and his efforts because he's a retired first sergeant from the Marine Corps. Great guy. Frog Level Brewing Company. It's right on this river. It's a beautiful, he has a beautiful location. Great brewery. Lots of good backstories. I mean, come on out, hang out with us, find out more about it. So that's all I'll say about that, but appreciate the support. But
I can't wait. It's awesome.
I love this segment, though, Mick.
Oh, well, it's time for us to just unload, share the insanity of the world, because there's just some shit you can't make up. So let's yuck them to Sue. Dustin, you, like me, are more than likely a 10-year-old boy at heart, right?
Well, after listening to that blooper reel, yeah, I would say so. Between the burps and the farts and everything else, you know.
Well, if you have a fart that really piques your interest, you're highly entertained, right?
What is it about, even my son, you know, what is it about farting? And then women are so like the very opposite of that. I don't know what it is. It's you know, pull my finger, but women don't find the amusement in that.
Well, it's, I guess from the male perspective, it's you've created something.
No.
But imagine if that fart becomes art.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Imagine having a 7-tone fart. Okay. Just listen, okay? Listen. Pay attention to this. That's a 7-tone fart right there. I will play it again, okay? This dude farted, and listen to the note evolution of this fart. Okay. It inspired him.
What the hell,
the
man?
The fart became art. It inspired him.
What
so
are
he
you
decided
doing
to make a 7-tone fart symphony.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready for this?
Yes, I'm ready.
It's powerful.
Where do you find this stuff? I just don't get it. I mean, seriously, what do you go to fartsrus.com or something like that? Jeez. Amazing. Jeez, Liz. You're over there dying, dude. You need a Kleenex, I think, man. Look at you. You're all crying and stuff. You're laughing so hard.
I'm sorry. You ever play trumpet or trombone
no,
or anything?
No, I have not. I have never
Anybody
played
who's played a musical wind instrument.
Musical.
You know, that's called embouchure. You have to get the right embouchure to be able to produce the notes. So every time I hear that and I hear a fart, I automatically hear ass embouchure. How well can you control your sphincter to adjust tone?
Oh, my God, dude. That is just out of control, man. Nah, that you can't make up. No
oh,
doubt.
My God.
One of the things that I think is interesting is that in our next story here, and thanks for sharing that, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm glad I have a gas mask on, but even if it was a virtual and we were just listening to audio, things start to stink around here. Maybe it was Lenny letting one loose. I don't know.
Could have been.
Let me ask you something. If you're watching, I mean, you know what voyeurism is from a sexual point of view.
Yeah.
And, but people who unwantedly voyeur, what would you call that person?
A pervert, a stalker.
Yeah. I think
a sexual deviant.
There's a key word I'm looking for that I think hasn't been around since probably the 50s or 60s or whatever, especially with internet porn. Like, I don't know why you would even bother because it's such a pain.
Peeping Tom.
There you go. Ding, 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 ding. And so guess what? We still have Peeping Toms. Give a listen.
I was getting in the shower.
It was around 10:45 at night. Denise Sosa did something so routine she never imagined she'd be the victim of what happened next.
The window was open and it was kind of chilly and there was a breeze, so I decided, oh, I should close the window. And as I reached up to close the window, I could see a face right here. There was eyeballs and, you know, looking at me.
Shocked and scared, she immediately stepped back, stood against the wall, and started screaming until her fiancé came running in.
It took a second to say, I think there's somebody outside. And so then he went outside, and by then the person was gone.
So peeping Toms. And the thing is, the window is one of these high up windows in the shower areas. And this is California or whatever, because a lot of places.
Have a ladder?
So they talk about that. So the thing's open maybe 4 inches. And so she goes to shut it, and here's this guy's face or whatever.
Oh, my God.
So the fiance goes out there, and this was Denise Sosa. And unfortunately, she's the one that had to deal with this. But he goes out there, and one of their regular chairs out on their back porch was moved right next to the space where the window, which, again, the window's high up. This is not like a low-level window. So this guy had to be up. And then they found footprints. And so, of course, you know, they took pictures of the footprints and of the sneaker print, I guess, you know,
because
he had to run through a puddle and there was like a wet, good sneaker print or whatever they took. But I guess what I found fascinating about this is, like, in this day and age of you porn and all the other crazy crap, like,
yeah, you can get your rocks off.
You can get your rocks off. Exactly.
Your
exactly. Like, and you could see so much crazy stuff that watching a woman shower to me is like. But I guess, you know, that's the problem with deep sexual deviance like that. Like, you can't understand it. It's, you know, they're empowered in different ways.
That are sexually deviant and perverted and stalkerish,
yeah,
they probably started with porn in the privacy of their own home, and then it didn't do it for them, so they started to find other ways, and then maybe, who knows?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean,
it's this cycle of dysfunction, man.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, in the whole, in the sphere of craziness, this is kind of crazy, but it's not like, okay, he saw her. Yes, she's in the privacy of her own home or whatever, but, you know, wasn't assault per se. I guess it's visual assault, you know, or whatever, but.
Oh, hell yeah, it is.
But, yeah, no, I just thought it was crazy because I'm like, wow, there's people that still are peeping Toms. Like, there's still peeping Toms out there. Like, I would have never imagined, you know. But I guess people doing cameras, that's kind of like peeping Tom stuff, right? Putting cameras in certain places, I guess, you know. To me, peeping Tom's always been like binoculars from a tree looking into a second story house or something.
It's like the guy that inevitably wants to get caught.
I don't know.
You know, I want to go to prison, but I don't want to make it so easy. I want to get caught by doing something totally deviant and freaking out a totally unsuspecting bystander.
The thing that I did find funny, though, is because La Costa, that's out there by Camp Pendleton and Carlsbad area and everything. And I just thought about the La Costa. She got La Costa, you know, visually. I don't know.
She got accosted in
La
Costa.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just the whole, you know, play on words, I guess. I was like,
making light of her plight.
I think she's going to survive. Good looking girl, too.
Hey, so what you're saying is you got accosted in La Costa. You don't want to live there anymore, do you?
Oh, my God. So what do you got over there, man?
It's bad when, look, as dysfunctional as the world is,
yeah.
It's crazy when you have a art supply company like Crayola.
Crayola, yeah, crayons,
man. And I might be generous by calling them an art supply company.
Well, crayons. Everybody's grown up with crayons. Come on, man. Whether the cheap knockoffs in a restaurant, you know, or the actual Crayola.
It's the actual Crayola, the company.
Yeah.
They have to go out of their way to warn against following the advice of beauty bloggers on YouTube who have posted tutorials for using colored pencils as eyeliner.
Colored pencils as eyeliner. Okay.
Yeah. Because apparently there's some YouTube videos that have gone viral this month with tutorials showing how to soak Crayola-colored pencils in warm water for a few minutes to soften them up to use them as eyeliner pencils.
But, yeah, that's just going to say, don't they sell eyeliner pencils specifically for that?
Crayola?
No. No, Maybelline or whatever the hell.
Maybe
Revlon.
It's Maybeline.
Revlon or whatever the hell the freaking makeup companies
There's all those makeup companies that do sell eyeliner pencils, but apparently, I guess, you're
cheaper?
You're much more of a hipster if you go to the children's section and buy some Crayola colored pencils and soak them in hot water.
I can't get neon green, but Crayola makes a neon green.
But this is bad when Crayola has to put out the quote, as manufacturer of children's products, safety is our top priority. Although our products are non-toxic, we do not recommend using them to make lipstick, eyeliner, or other makeup, and strongly discourage their use in this manner. Well, do you want to hear a sample of what this insanity is all about?
Absolutely. That's what I love about this.
Okay. Now, here we go. Pay attention to this.
The first thing you're going to need is a hot cup of water.
This has over 1,600,000 views on YouTube.
But not too hot.
Not too hot. She sounds hot.
Then you're going to need some colored pencils. They come in a ton of colors, so whatever color you want. Make sure it's non-toxic, though.
Colored pencils are safe to use on your skin, your face, because it's non-toxic.
Wait till you see her.
Companies literally make it so that little kids can eat it and be fine. But just to prove to you guys,
it's got purple lipstick on.
100% safe.
If you're following beauty advice from somebody who uses Crayola products, I'm sorry, but you probably really have lack of fashion sense.
I'm digging the Spanish rap in the background.
But it was like 1,603,000 views.
I don't know, man. Girls just want to be girls.
I'll tell you what they are generating. I'll tell you one company right now that's really excited about these videos going viral.
YouTube?
No.
No.
Proactive.
Oh, because you mean the acne cream product or whatever?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Jesus. You go, girls. You put on that shit on your face.
So, we as guys, I mean, I'm sorry, but we as guys are, we can be ingenuitive when it comes to certain things, but we're logical with our thought process. But ladies, if you're trying to show the ingenuity of a guy, don't do it this way.
No, I agree with you. Whether it's a beer can taped up to a shower head for a makeshift shower head or whatever, that's how we roll. But vanity, well, I do have to give it out to Jeff Perkins. He did post something on me on Facebook talking about, it wasn't him. I apologize. It was G Vegas Magazine saying, hey, guys in skinny jeans, what the hell's up with that? I think when people said, you know, get into her pants, that's not what they meant. I started laughing my ass off.
True words could not be spoken. And that's a hell of a way to wrap it up.
Oh, man. Just don't put crayons on your face.
Yeah, please.
Stop.
All right. Leave that to a 3-year-old. And we'll catch you next week.
Rounds out.
Beer Army Radio.